Blog Talk Radio.
Rain and thunderstorms are in the forecast
for the rest of the week, for a solid 7 days in the Southeast, whether you're in Nashville, Atlanta, Charlotte, the Gulf Coast, it doesn't matter. Even over in the Outer Banks of North Carolina on the Atlantic, heavy rains predicted, thunderstorms, and lightning. Some severe weather should be seen throughout the Southwest, according to meteorologists. And if you haven't heard this, NOAA has upped their hurricane forecast. So if all of that wasn't bad enough, NOAA has said that they have increased the number of hurricanes expected to hit this season. Not only have they increased the number of hurricanes, but the number of tropical storms, severe weather, it's not looking pretty. Let me just tell you that. A lot is happening in our world. This world that we're living in today, there's so much happening, so much confusion, crime increase, violence, race wars just about to break out. My goodness, things are just turning every which way. We've got some really big news, headlines, weather, some training announcements, and much, much more on this episode of the Private Officer Beat, and we haven't we haven't even begun spreading the bad news. And I hate to say that. I really do not find joy in telling you all the bad that's happening, not only in the security industry, but in the world today. But that is part of the news, and we have a big portion of our organization that is made up of the news and information. So we'll be sharing more of that with you later in this broadcast on this early Monday morning. Now, if all of that wasn't enough to get you awake, let me give you a little bit of good news that might wake you up a little bit more. For the first time on this Monday morning, we're going to be giving away free training CDs. When we announce it later on during the program, we're going to say, email us, I heard you, in the address line of your email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com. When we say go and do it, the first two people that we receive emails from will win a free training CD valued at $39.99. 40 bucks, a brand new topic. You're going to get it absolutely free. Now, before we go any further, we do want to thank, of course, our sponsors, Body Armor USA. We've got exactly what it takes to protect you. Check us out online at bodyarmorusa.com. If you're working in corrections, we have stab vests. Just recently in the security business, three security officers were actually killed during bladed instrument attacks. So Body Armor, stab vest, excellent. They also have body armor that will protect you if you're in law enforcement, if you're working security. Our friends over there will give you a discount if you're a POI member. So check them out today at bodyarmorusa.com. We're also very happy to be affiliated with Crum & Foster Insurance. Find them online at cfins.com. Thank you for being a sponsor. We really appreciate all that you do for the industry. And a brand new sponsor is Safe Life Defense. Safe Life Defense has some excellent body wear as well, body armor, which adds a little extra side protection. A lot of times when officers get shot, it's not always a direct hit. Sometimes it finds its way up under the body armor where the body armor meets the belt line. Sometimes, and in fact quite frequently, it's under the arm where there's a lapse between the armpit and the body armor itself. Well, according to Safe Life Defense, they have some extra side protection that's going to help you in that situation. Check them out online today at safelifedefense.com. We really appreciate all of our sponsors, and we need our sponsors to stay on air. So if you would like to become a sponsor, if you'd like to advertise your product, contact helpdesk@privateofficer.com. helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We have a fantastic topic that we're going to be talking about in the second half of our program as we move into the latter part of today's radio program. We're going to be talking about professional solidarity and how important it is for you to become part of that professional solidarity. There's a lot of negativity in every industry. It doesn't matter if it's security, plumber, law enforcement, it doesn't matter. You need to find those professional folks who have the same thoughts, the same integrity, the same wants as you in this profession, and stick with them. We'll be talking about that coming up later today. And next month, we've got some great shows coming up. We have a great show coming up next month about heroin and fentanyl crisis. It has become a national crisis, and why it's important for you to understand what this whole thing is all about and the dangers and how you probably are going to come across it sooner than later in your own duties that you have. So it's very important that you listen. Also, next month, we'll be talking about the LGBTQ situation and how that's affecting private security and why it's important to understand not only what the laws are as a security officer, but what the laws are as a manager or owner of a company. And one other area that we'll be talking about in September is where security officers fit in today's crime-fighting efforts. It is not your daddy's, your grandpappy's security anymore. Let me tell you, things have changed drastically in the last 30, 40, 50 years, even the last 10 years. And there's definitely an area where private security is more in the front line of crime fighting today. Don't miss these special shows in the month of September. You're not going to be happy if you do. There's a lot of information, some great guests that will be on the program. In fact, in the last couple of weeks, if you haven't been staying on top of the radio programs, we've had last week we talked about eclipse safety and security concerns and why that's really alarming and concerning to many small areas. There's quite a few states that are preparing for not only traffic control and crowd control, but possibly crime and other disasters associated with this huge once-in-a-lifetime event. We also talked about security officers giving out free security for specific areas in Tulsa a couple of weeks ago, and we also talked about many, many companies, hospitals, schools adding canine teams and why that is really becoming a hot trend. We have a lot of news coming up in the next segment, but let me just play this one little tidbit of news. This is a good one. This is something that really just can't wait. It happened over the weekend, and it was in Pennsylvania, I believe that's where it was. According to law enforcement, a person who was intoxicated, a person who was drunk, drove himself to the police station.
Tonight, unfold after a man showed up to the station drunk and admitted to driving there while intoxicated. CBS 3's Joe Holden has the details of this unusual encounter.
A man who apparently had way too much to drink and was driving decides to call it a night, and he pulls in here. File this one under.
I've never seen anybody who's drunk come to the police station looking for a safe place.
But that's what Upper Darby Township officers say Sean McCullough was up to early Wednesday morning. Watching the surveillance video, police say McCullough turns into the driveway, the Upper Darby Township Police driveway, and proceeds to bang up their automatic gate.
Goes on the outside, goes over the curb on the grass plot, and then comes into the lot and parks.
Officers inside the building saw him on their monitors.
They didn't know what was up. They ran out, got to him, and he's totally blitzed.
Police say they didn't exactly get a straight answer from the unsteady driver who lives in Havertown.
They tell him to sit down on the curb. He falls down. They asked him, you know, where was he drinking? He said he wasn't sure if it was in Philly or Trenton. He had 12 to 14 beers.
Philly, Trenton, a dozen beers or more maybe. The details were sketchy.
And he kept on saying, I'm hammered, I'm hammered, I'm hammered, I'm hammered, I'm drunk, I'm drunk, I'm drunk. So they locked him up. Usually people are avoiding the police. They're running away from the police. This guy's coming into the police station.
And we tried repeatedly to reach out to Sean McCullough to get his side of the story. In fact, a number listed for his house was busy all day. In Upper Darby Town.
Wow. I applaud this guy for not wanting to drive any further. I applaud him for realizing that, wow, I'm just way too wasted to make my way home driving. I need to get someplace where it's safe, whether that be a hospital or the police station. But he kind of made a bad decision. Obviously, when you're intoxicated, people make a lot of decisions that are bad. But he chose to drive himself to the police station, and luckily he didn't crash. Nobody was injured, and police were able to take him into custody. And, you know, he took this right out of the playbook of somebody else that we know from Andy Griffin Show. If you are, you know, a Mayberry lover or somebody who's watched Mayberry, then you know all about the town drunk Otis, who often just turned himself in when he had one too many, came walking in, strolled into the police station and locked himself up. That's right. He went into the cell by himself, closed and locked the door. And that's kind of what this man did. He drove himself to the police station, and he said, here I am. I'm hammered. I can't drive anymore. And he turned himself in, and, well, that's definitely one for the history books. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we've got so much more to share with you, a lot of news to tell you about, and we're going to tell you about the murder of a resort manager and security officer, and who police say is responsible.
Olympic silver medalist Rebecca Gibbons with the word on what's cool.
I think that winning the silver medal in the Olympics for whitewater kayaking is pretty cool. You know what else I think is cool? Your friends and family watching you on TV as you win an Olympic silver medal in that.
Rebecca sure made her family proud today.
But what I think is really cool is being in command of your boat. And that means always wearing a life jacket while canoeing or kayaking. It's a no-brainer. Life jackets save lives. Now that's cool. Oh, and while we're on the subject of what isn't cool, never boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. That's just plain stupid. So be cool. Pick up.
Slow down.
Slow down and move over.
And move over.
When you see lights,
masks,
or reflectors,
please give us some room. Slow down and move over.
When you need us,
we've got your back.
You have ours.
You got our back?
You got ours? You got our back? Please slow down
and move over.
It's not the first time that I can tell you that we know of a security officer going in, robbing and killing coworkers, people that he had worked with. We've seen that numerous times just in the last few years, and it's tragic, tragic, tragic. Several other security officers killed during this past week. Very tragic. All of them are tragic, obviously, but some of them just really hit you a little bit harder than others. People, everyday people like you and I, trying to make a living, just trying to make a paycheck, killed, trying to protect others, trying to protect life and property. I don't think the public really understands it. I really don't think that the public realizes to what extent that private security risks their life on a daily basis. You might not be in a high-profile property. You might not have a high-profile assignment. But all it takes is one bad interaction with the public for you to be seriously injured or lose your life. And it's just unbelievable that people just don't understand that. 8 security officers killed in less than 1 week. Dozens of security officers involved in armed confrontations. 2 security officers committed suicide. 11 other security officers shot. This is all in 1 week. That's why we say it's so important that if you're going to work in this industry, that you are prepared, that you are trained, that you have the best equipment, that you stay alert, that you're highly focused, because all it takes is one misstep, one wrong turn, one wrong action, one wrong word these days can get you critically injured or killed. This year, it's vitally important, more than ever before, I feel, that we hold our annual memorial services across the country. And we need everybody, if you're listening, if you're a member or not of the association, we need you to get involved. We need you to help us to honor and recognize the private officers killed in the line of duty. We need you to sponsor and donate these events. We cannot financially afford to do it. I wish that we could just go across the country on our dime, but it just isn't feasible. It's not possible. And we really need you to donate, your companies to donate, to sponsor. All that it takes to sponsor a memorial service is to have the space to be able to reach out to the community and help drive these announcements. Get honor guard. Get somebody to sing the national anthem. Notify your local politicians, police chiefs. Get them involved. Have them come out and sponsor us financially so that we're able to do these memorials across the country. If I had it my way, I would start in Upper Maine, up into the New England area, and go all the way down the Atlantic coast, across the Midlands of the U.S., zigzag until I finally reach the West Coast, and just go all the way up the West Coast into Canada. Unfortunately, finances dictate, and sponsorship dictates when and where these memorial services will be held. Please donate today. Contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. If you would like to sponsor a memorial service in your area or donate toward a memorial service that we're putting on, we really need your assistance. All right, well, today is the 14th of August, just 1 week from today. 1 week. The countdown has begun. Ding, ding, ding. We are going to experience a once-in-a-lifetime event, a solar eclipse crossing across 14 states from Oregon all the way across where it's going to end in Columbia, South Carolina. We told you last week there's dozens and dozens of cities and towns preparing for the pouring in of visitors and possible crime and traffic and crowd control and so forth. But this is really going to be a big event. We are planning to be participating in this. If you are working in public safety, security, or law enforcement, I can guarantee you that if you're going to be on duty any place within those 14 states, you're going to be busy. But we're counting down the hours, and in the South Carolina area, I believe the eclipse is supposed to happen somewhere around 2:41 in the afternoon. So we are preparing for that. It's definitely a once-in-a-lifetime big event. If you have a birthday, anniversary, promotion, we definitely want you to submit those along with any news that might be breaking in your area. All that you have to do is send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We really want to hear from you. Follow us on Facebook/Private Officer. Follow us on Twitter/Private Officer. You can go to Pinterest. You can go to Tumblr. You can go to other social media, but the two main social media platforms that we use most of all is Facebook and Twitter. We're constantly posting there every single day. People that follow us can attest to that, I'm sure. Right now, we're looking at so much activity happening with POI and Armor that we really would love for you to get involved. We have committees that you can get involved in. We have two openings on our advisory board. We are challenging laws in three states right now to increase the training, and we're also challenging the law in half a dozen or more states. I think it's about 11 states, actually, where we're trying to make the law a felony for assaulting a security officer in the performance of his duties. Get involved today. We've had a lot of people interested in the recent months about opening chapters, opening schools. If you need any information regarding that, just send us an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because it is a worthy cause, and if you're going to be in this profession, then you definitely want to make a difference, and you definitely want to get involved. We are currently hiring. If you are an instructor in Florida, Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Tennessee, I think I said Virginia. If you are a firearms instructor, an EMT instructor, a first aid CPR instructor, a regulatory security instructor, contact us, send us your email, Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at Armour College, A-R-M-O-U-R, college.org. We have a lot of positions opening up as we expand. We really need to hear from you. If you're interested, if you're looking for a job, but not only looking for a job, we don't just hire people just to hire people. We are looking for top quality people. We're looking for the best of the best. And by being able to do that, we're able to provide top-notch, creme de creme training. And really, this makes a difference when it comes down to survival. It makes a difference when it comes down to being able to help, you know, your coworkers, to help each other. Just recently, a security team that we train in the certification of emergency medical response, they were able to save a life. They were able to bring a child who had drowned back to life because of training that they had received just a few months earlier. And what a wonderful feeling that is to be able to save a life. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we got a lot of news, a lot of things happening, and we want to talk to you about professional solidarity.
Explosion. And I remember just opening my eyes, and I got both of my legs. I had surgery after surgery, and what's going to happen next? The Wounded Warrior Project said, look, brother, everything's going to be okay. 3 months from now, 4 months from now, a year from now, you'll be fine. I don't know if I would be as well adjusted as I am now if it wasn't for them.
To learn more, call 1-877-832-6999.
Oh, no pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
Enjoying your early morning hours on this Monday, the 14th of 2017. We've got some breaking news, a lot of things to talk to you about and to share this morning in the news segments. Lieutenant H.J. Cullen with the Virginia State Police was killed over the weekend when his helicopter went down in Charlottesville, Virginia, as he monitored a large violent protest. The 48-year-old trooper lieutenant was killed in that crash along with his partner. He had been a member of the Virginia State Police for 23 years. His partner, Trooper Pilot Burke M. Bates, also killed in that helicopter terrible crash right outside of Charlottesville, Virginia. Trooper Bates had been with the Virginia State Police for 13 years. They both leave behind a family, so please keep them in your prayers. In Springfield, Oregon, a Big Lots employee who had a minor accident out in the parking lot worked out a deal with the driver of the other vehicle that she would give them some free merchandise. Just come through the register and she'd pass off some free merchandise, but it got out of hand and soon she was being blackmailed, and police have arrested Robin Michelle Larrigan, 50, in that incident. Unbelievable. Two women out of Atlanta, Georgia, arrested for bank robberies, serial bank robberies. You don't see women very often as bank robbery suspects, but FBI and Atlanta police and also Tennessee Fugitive Task Force arrested Christine Weir, 18, from Memphis, Tennessee, and Tremel Adams, also from Tennessee. They both were arrested in bank robberies. Police and FBI agents say that they robbed a number of banks in several states. A correction officer, a Florida Department of Corrections officer, has been arrested for assaulting a fellow officer. Police say that Wilson Rabu Rodriguez assaulted a female officer, and after an investigation, police charged him with several crimes. Lake George, New York, that's a beautiful resort community in upstate New York. I've been there numerous times, having grown up in Connecticut myself. Police there say a man has been charged with pointing a gun at a security officer at a local bar and grill type location, a restaurant and a bar and a grill. Police there have charged the man with felonious assault, and he has been released. Luke Tallman has been released pending trial. In Nashville, Metro Tennessee, police there have arrested a man for attempted murder of a Nashville security officer during a robbery of a convenience store. Now, they say that the R&R drive-in market was robbed on Jefferson Street. This happened Thursday, actually. Police say that the man came in, he shot the security officer returned fire. Police were able to track him down after about a week of investigation and have charged him with robbery and attempted murder. In Stillwater, Oklahoma, a bondswoman, I think that's the right way that you would say it, a woman who works in the bond industry, bail bonds industry, bail bonds woman, Chastity Dawn Carey, has been charged with first-degree murder after she called one of her clients into her office, got into a confrontation, and then shot and killed Brandon James Williams. Now, originally, she said it was self-defense, but unfortunately for her, she had her own surveillance cameras going inside the office at Signature Bail Bonds, and it recorded everything that happened. Terrible situation, but she has been charged with first-degree murder. Sometimes, you can really get heated up and people become very passionate about what's going on and what they're saying, and one thing leads to the other, and before you know it, they do things that they regret soon afterwards, I can tell you. In Pasadena, California, library security at the Pasadena Public Library was able to disarm and subdue a knife-wielding man at the library. Now, you might think that this is just a once-in-a-lifetime, once-in-a-while, occasional situation, but I have seen for the last 3 or 4 years an uptick in violence at libraries, and many of them hiring armed security. Arcel Williams Edwards, 18, has been arrested after security had disarmed him and took away the knife while he was threatening the security officers, and he's been charged with assault with a deadly weapon. An off-duty Philadelphia Corps security officer was targeted in Philadelphia and shot in her own home. Police say that they know that it was a targeted attack because the shooter would have had to stand up on a chair to reach the window to fire through the bedroom window. She was shot 3 times. She's in good, stable condition. In San Diego, California, police there say a takeover armed robbery at an illegal marijuana dispensary disarmed a security officer and robbed the dispensary of product and possible cash. In San Diego and other parts of California, we're being told by law enforcement that this is happening more frequently than people are reporting. There are many illegal, unlicensed dispensaries that are operating outside of the law, and as they get robbed, they're not reporting. And sometimes when law enforcement responds to the call, they're not even allowing them to enter the premises. Now, the problem that I have with this situation, not only is it an illegal operation, but the security companies that are taking these contracts are complicit with the illegal operation. We find this time and time again, especially like in game rooms, especially in the Texas, Houston, Texas area particularly. We also find this in nightclubs that are operating illegally, after-hour clubs, they call them. Many times they hire either contract security or maybe even just Joe Blow from the street with a gun to be security, and it never ends well. If you're a contract security company and you are licensed, you're a regulatory agency, and some questionable company calls you and you contract with them, you could easily be complicit in any of their illegal operation. In Lynchburg, Virginia, a man has sued Centra Health System after he was shot. This was during a situation in 2016. He was a patient at the hospital. He got into a situation with security. The security officer tased him. It didn't work, and he wound up having to shoot Jonathan Warner 4 times, leaving him paralyzed. He has now sued the hospital operation for $100 million. Unbelievable. I wasn't there. You weren't there. We don't know the whole situation, but I have talked with people from the hospital. I've talked with people who know the situation pretty well. It was a situation that turned violent quickly, and less lethal didn't work, and he turned to his lethal weapon to take down the threat. We'll see what happens in court. In Birmingham, Alabama, police there said that they've arrested an 83-year-old man in a shootout at a McDonald's restaurant. The 83-year-old man got into a confrontation with a 58-year-old man, and all of a sudden, the argument, you know, escalated, and he shot him. Prosecutor in Florida that was found dead on a beach, unfortunately, that's been ruled as a suicide. Branton J. Winston Jr., he was a federal prosecutor in Florida. Law enforcement say that his death was ruled a suicide. In Honolulu, Hawaii, the airport, which presently uses Securitas Security as airport police, quasi-airport police, now is getting their own police force after a number of incidents in the last 2 years. The Honolulu Airport and the Port Authority will be joining for one large division that will cover the harbor division and the airport. The DOT says that that's coming up soon. They just don't have an exact date. In Clinton Township, Michigan, a 7-Eleven pickup by an armored truck turned into a violent situation where armed suspect, robbed them of more than $100,000. This happened on Thursday. I was informed before going on air this morning that an arrest has been made in that armed robbery, but I do not know if they recovered all the money. In Sacramento, California, a security officer was also shot there. It was at a lounge in downtown Sacramento. Police say that several people got into a brawl inside the club. A security officer and a patron were both shot during that situation. The security officer has non-life-threatening injuries. Listen to this story. Stamford, Connecticut, just not too far from the New York City line, kind of a upscale area for something like this to happen, but in Stamford, Connecticut, police report that a Milford man, he's accused of threatening to shoot employees at a security firm, get this now, because they refused to hire him. According to police, Andrew Adams, 39, repeatedly called the person who interviewed him to be a security officer and threatened to shoot him if he did not hire him. Police say that they went to his home, confiscated his guns, and he did have a pistol permit, and that also has been confiscated. In Bedford, Indiana, police there say a security officer was able to take three persons, including a teenager, into custody during a burglary of a building. All three was already in custody when police arrived, and, you know, good job by security. Also happening this weekend, a security officer pepper sprayed, knocked down, and then handcuffed a bank robber in Chicago, Illinois. Yay for the security officer. Great job. It happened at 9 o'clock a.m. at the Albany Bank on Western Avenue. And get this, the suspect in that case had two previous bank robberies and actually had served served time in prison on these charges. And obviously, he did not learn a lesson. Great job by the security officer. We talk about situational awareness. He watched the whole thing kind of unfold before he finally said, all right, we got enough here. Let's move in. And he took the suspect into custody. Great, great job. Less than a year ago, another bank security officer in the same area got involved in a shootout with an armed suspect and was able to kill that suspect. I believe that was in Illinois, but he was able to shoot and kill that suspect. This is why we say situational awareness, preparedness. You know, it's so vital. It's not just we can do it or we don't do it. No, we've got to do it. It's just vital in keeping alive and saving your life and others. It is really part of the job, and people really, they just don't get that. You know, this is, I don't know. It's mind-boggling to me. But good job on the officers who do what they're supposed to, who take that extra training, who are prepared, and who have the mindset a winning mindset, a warrior mindset, to go home and go home safe. We'll be right back.
For some children, America isn't the land of promise. It's a place where every day is a struggle. Because today in America, one in six children lives below the poverty line. For these children, living in poverty means going without medicine, going without food, going without a warm home, or even a roof over your head. And that's life for nearly 13 million children of all races, all across America. Where will you draw the line and get involved? You can help these children and their families find a way out of poverty for good. And you can make a difference in more ways than you think. Will you help? Go to PovertyUSA.org today. Because one in six children in poverty is one too many. A message from the...
It's on us to stop sexual assault.
To get in the way before it happens.
To get a friend home safe.
And to not blame the victim.
It's on us.
To look out for each other.
To not look the other way.
It's on us to stand up.
To step in.
To take responsibility.
It's on us, all of us,
to stop sexual assault.
Learn how and take the pledge at itsonus.org.
PrivateOfficer.com right now and in the address line say, I heard you, are going to receive a free CD training that you're going to really like. The first two people, email it right now in the address line, put I heard you, and we're going to contact you and send you off a valuable $39.99 CD, training CD, that you're going to totally enjoy. We're back live with you here on the Private Officer Beat on this Monday morning, the 14th of August, 2017. We are looking for people who have training schools, offices, business, where we can partner with for a brand new concept called the Community Enrichment Training Center, where we can come in occasionally and provide training for the community, whether that be first aid, CPR, or, you know, self-awareness, protection, firearms, things that do not compete against your company. If you're interested, send an email to Carrie, C-A-R-R-I-E, at armorcollege.org. Today, for just a few minutes, we want to talk about solidarity in the ranks. Solidarity is important in any profession. And let me give you a news flash right here in the beginning. Not everybody is going to like you or agree with you. News flash. Not everyone that's working in private security today believes in the mission. Look at the people. Look at the security officer that was arrested for killing a fellow security officer. Honestly, some folks just don't care about doing their job. And let me give you a prime example. Now, some people say it's all about money, you get what you pay for, blah, blah, blah. Well, let me give you a prime example and show you how this is not true. Pasadena, Maryland, that's right outside of the Beltway, just right outside of the D.C. Capitol area. Security officer has pled guilty this past week for abandoning her post at the Department of Defense. According to a federal press release, the security officer pled guilty in federal court. She was working as a security officer for a top secret information facility in Ardendale down in kind of toward the beach side of Maryland. Sean Penn, 41. No, not the actor. The professional security officer was an active duty U.S. Army intelligence officer who worked at Fort Meade as a contract security officer. So it was a contractor who was working in a really sensitive intelligence position. Now, you know that that person was not being paid $8 or $9 or $10 an hour. She regularly abandoned her workstation, according to authorities, between September 2015 and August 2016. Her duties included reviewing computer monitors with live video feed from security cameras, checking for alarms, monitoring the facility temperature, and performing exterior patrols. Now, she falsified in reports to her employer that she had not abandoned her duties, her post. She claimed that she did go out to sit in her car, which was parked across the street from the facility, or sometimes she drove around the parking lot. Federal authorities proved in court that that was not true. She was actually elsewhere off post while getting paid all of these big, big bucks, and she now faces 5 years in prison for each of the four counts of making false claims and making false statements. There are many people in the profession, whether it's security or law enforcement or military, it doesn't matter these days. You know what? People, some people, they have no ethics, no morals. Here's a few more headlines. Just in recent months, a firefighter is arrested in Alabama for using heroin while on duty. A person whose job it is to protect others, to save others, to fight fires, to rescue people, high on heroin on duty. Buffalo firefighter arrested for selling drugs out of the fire station. A police officer in New Jersey arrested for selling drugs in uniform out of his patrol car. And just this week, York County, South Carolina, five sworn officers disciplined several fired for having sex with each other on duty. What is wrong with people? You think that it's just the profession of security? You think it's just maybe some people you've worked with that are, you know, not very responsible and don't care a crap about their job or their duties? No, you've got people in high paid positions, highly responsible positions, who just don't care. No matter how much you pay the people, no matter what their salary is, it doesn't make them a better person. It doesn't make them to take their job more seriously. Police and firefighters go through a long application progress. The process sometimes can take a year or more to get accepted. There's a written, there's an agility, there's an oral exam, there's a drug exam, there's a psychological exam. There's all of these exams before you even get accepted and get put on a waiting list to go to the academy. And then in many areas, the law enforcement and firefighter academies are 16 to 40 weeks. And then you come out from there and you go to the FTO, the field training officer. In some areas in the metro D.C. area and up in New England and out west, cops and firefighters start in the $55,000 to $60,000 range. That's the starting pay. And some can make $120,000 or more, plus all of their benefits. You see, one thing I really have to just get through to people's head, it's not about money. It's not about you get what you pay for. That's crap. It's about people who are ethical, moral, who are responsible, who are stand-up in who they are. Whether a person is responsible and takes their job serious and does the right thing, really, it never has anything to do with money. And I just gave you half a dozen examples. Integrity and honesty and ethics and morals, that's what makes up a person, not money. They are who they are. It doesn't matter how much you pay them. It doesn't matter what the benefits to the job is. A good person, an honest person, a trustworthy person, a moral person, they're going to do the job the right way, the best, to the best of their ability, for $10 or for $1,000 an hour. It's the same. Trust me. I've had a lot of businesses. I've had a lot of employees. You can pay them the big bucks. In fact, for much of my professional career as an entrepreneur and business owner, many times employees get much more than I do. They get paid. They have the benefits. But you know what? That doesn't make the person. Private security today is tasked with protecting nuclear power facilities, DOD complexes, government secrets, high-profile people like actors and singers and politicians, courthouses, bomb-making manufacturers. They're overseeing literally billions and billions of dollars of assets and millions of people every single day. You see, in every profession, you're going to find a large core of truly dedicated, honest, trustworthy, salt-of-the-earth professionals. Their heart is going to be in the right place. They're going to want to do the job the right way. They're going to want to be the best that they can be. They're going to have your back no matter what. And you can bank on that. In the private security industry today, regardless of how many news stories that you read about, oh, he gets arrested for murder, he gets arrested for theft, he gets arrested for burglarizing the client, he gets arrested for stealing from his company. Let me tell you something. That's just people. It's just people. Nurses, doctors, lawyers, police, firefighters, medics, people find themselves in similar situations regardless of their profession. And no matter where you are in this country or any other country, there's always going to be a small minority of people who are like that, dishonest, not trustworthy. They have no morals, no character. They're unethical. But you have to seek out. You have to find those positive people. Get away from the bad mouths. Get away from the backbiters. Get away from the negative people who aren't even appreciative that a security company is paying them, that they're making their money from a profession that they aren't interested in, or maybe even hate. There's always going to be those people in every society. They're always negative. They're always complaining. They're always, always bad-mouthing the supervisor, bad-mouthing the company, bad-mouthing the profession. Just recently, I read on Facebook a security officer who allegedly been in this business for 11 years saying that the security industry is not a profession, that they're not professionals. Well, he's right about one thing. Many security personnel and law enforcement and firefighters and others in every industry are not professionals. But that doesn't mean that they're not working in a profession, because the security industry today is truly a profession. The negative things that you see, you hear, you read, that's going to be in every industry. Pick up the newspaper, go online today, write down all the different professions where people are caught stealing, that they're being arrested, they're fired. Look at the teachers. You know, right now, teachers across the country for the last, I don't know, half a dozen years or more, arrested for having sex with their students. for selling drugs on the campus. You're seeing that more and more. You have those minorities, that small 10% in every profession. But it's up to you to steer clear. It's up to you to get away. If you're working with somebody on a post or several people and they're all negative, they're all talking bad about the company, they're all talking bad about the industry, they're all saying, oh, you know, just a bunch of wannabes, these are a bunch of losers. Look, just tell them to look in the mirror. You're talking about the very industry that you're in. You're doing the same thing as they're doing. In the private security industry today, it is at the height of what the security industry has been for the last 50 years. They are at the pinnacle, so to speak, and the best is yet to come. All across this country today, law enforcement leaders, supervisors, chiefs are leaving law enforcement and entering private security management, making big bucks. They understand that security is where it is. Everywhere you look, they're privatizing their agency, their department. If you want to work in corrections, if you want to work in private law enforcement, if you want to work a protection detail, if you want to work some other nuclear security, you want to work for the DOD and make big money, the private security industry has that available for you. And these companies make a lot of money and they pay a lot of money. As I said, and I've said this numerous times, you can go to Indeed.com or some of the other job boards, job sites, and search it yourself. In the D.C. metro area, government, subcontractors, security firms are getting, you know, $23 to $26 an hour. I'm talking about for the officer. I know of casino security officers that make $22 an hour. That's just in the first couple of years being there. I know of security personnel who are in management who have been with the company, you know, forever, and they're getting all of their benefits paid. I know a couple of friends of mine who work in the security industry. They have their own security company, and I'm telling you the gospel truth, they're pulling down $150,000 a year. I'm talking about profit, not gross. You need to get yourself in the right place to have professional solidarity. Find those people who are positive, who are looking to climb the ladder. Find those people who believe the way that you believe, think the way that you think, want the same things you want. As a law enforcement officer through the years, I can tell you there are many police departments who hate each other. Just last week, while I was in Florida, we talked about how one sheriff's department hated the local police department. It's all over the country. Wherever you have people, you're going to have differences. But when the call goes out, when the person, the officer, calls for backup, you better believe the cavalry is coming. And that's what separates them as a professional. Because regardless of their differences, regardless of what they think about each other, they understand their responsibility and duty. They understand their oath about protecting, not only protecting the public, but protecting each other. And they're going to come running every time you call. Now, after the officer is safe and after the incident is all quiet and been squashed down, now maybe, you know, after they leave, the officer goes, oh, he couldn't handle that by himself? Holy crap. You know, now they're going to talk bad. But whenever the call goes out for backup, they're going to be there. That's a profession. That's a professional. We need to hang out with people that can support one another. The private security profession is growing by leaps and bounds, not only in size, but in responsibility, authority, diversity. 36 states have private police, full arrest authority, just like any police department. Many states now allow private security to write tickets. Many states now recognize the importance of private security. Well, they don't do it in my state. They don't do it in my city. That's fine. Move. If that's what you want, if that's the road that you want to travel, move to a different state. Go to a different area where you can do what you want, when you can become the professional that you want. Professional solidarity. We need to stick together because private security is a profession. Like I said, you can work in corrections, investigations, private policing, executive protection. You can be an elite armed protective officer for a government facility and so much more. Understand one thing, folks. The person driving the vehicle is you. Only you can drive yourself to where you want to be. If you want to be a professional, if you want to be one of those careers, professional security officers, then you have to find others who think the same way, want the same thing, talk the same way. Professional solidarity in the ranks, it's extremely important. When you look at any profession, they all have annual conventions. They all have regional meetings, trainings. They all have continuing education. They all have certain criteria that sets them apart from the average, you know, laborer, the average employee. It makes them true professionals. The private security industry today needs to get on the bandwagon. They truly need to get up, get off their butt, and get moving because things are rapidly changing in the private protection world. And if they don't get it, they're never going to be that professional that they think they're striving for. If you're one of those security officers who are in it for the long term, if you're one of those professionals who want to be better, who want to move up the career ladder, who want to make better money, have better benefits, have a bigger paying position, educate yourself. Take those certifications online. Go to school. Get a degree. Well, I'm a little old for that. No, you're never too old to learn. You're never too old to get certification or a degree, and you're never too old to move up the ladder. In fact, recently in the last, I don't know, 7 or 8 years, business world, the process of hiring people for management has changed. In the business world, they're hiring those who have experience, those who have a track record. They're hiring older folks because they know they're trustworthy. They know they're dependable. They know they're experienced. If you're like me, you're probably going to work until the rest of your life until you just can't get up anymore. In order to establish yourself as a professional security protective officer, protective agent, security officer, security manager, or private police, or whatever area that you want to go into, you have to get those solidarity, to have professional solidarity, get in tune with others around you who want that same, you know, type of life, who's looking for the same thing, and get away from the bad mouths. Get away from those who don't care a flip about their career or the industry. Professional solidarity. You know, you've heard and you probably have seen cops often hang around with cops. Firefighters often hang around with firefighters. Doctors and nurses and lawyers, they hang around with each other, people from their profession. I grew up in church, and many times the people I hung out with was from church. We want to hang out with people who are going to pick each other up, who's going to support each other, who's going to stand there with each other, shoulder to shoulder, professional solidarity. If you're with a company, if you're on a post, if you're around negative people in this profession, get away from them, because it's only going to harm you in the long run. That's going to be all for today's edition of the Private Officer Beat for this Monday the 14th. Now, let me tell you, next week we've got another great show coming up. Also, don't miss the LP Zone. And next month we got a large lineup. I do want to mention a couple more things before we go off the air. We are looking for correspondents. If you are any place in the U.S. or Canada or even a foreign country for that matter, we are looking for correspondents for our new digital magazine, folks who can write about what's happening in their area. It doesn't have to be polished. We have editors. We have people that will edit it. And, you know, if you're interested, send an email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. If you would like to be on our radio show, if you have a topic, something that you want to talk about, again, send us a quick email, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. That is all for today's radio show, but we're just so thrilled that you've been with us, and we're so thrilled about all of you who have recently been in touch with us, and we hope that we can help you along the way. If there's, you know, anything that we can help you do, please contact us 24 hours a day, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. Until the next time, be blessed, be safe, and we'll see you right back here on the radio show.